Hello everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for being a part of this community of people who love to be prayed for and pray for others too. I pray that Pray Every Day sparks you not only to have a deeper and more connected prayer life with the Lord, but also in real life to just stop when you encounter a friend who's hurting and to say, hey, can I pray for you? And actually do it in the moment. It will change their day and it will give you a huge boost and a joy. So consider trying that today. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 in the Message translation of the Bible. And it says this: good friend, take to heart what I'm telling you. Collect my counsels and guard them with your life. Tune your ears to the world of wisdom. Set your heart on a life of understanding. That's right. If you make insight your priority and won't take no for an answer, searching for it like a prospector panning for gold, like an adventurer on a treasure hunt, believe me, before you know it, fear of God will be yours. You'll have come upon the knowledge of God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you for the convivial tone in this particular passage where Solomon calls me his good friend. And that's sweet. It has this feeling like he's reaching through scripture and placing his arm around us and saying, hey, let me show you what will really make your life great. And Lord, help us to look at collecting your wisdom as if it's an adventure, like a prospector panning for gold or an adventurer on a treasure hunt. I love that picture, Lord. And as I've been reading the Bible lately, currently I'm, you know, as you know, Lord, I'm going through the book of Hebrews over and over and over and over again. And every single time I read it, I gain something else. There's some sort of nugget or spiritual truth that is being cemented into my heart because of that. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend listening today that they would rediscover the joy and the power and the importance of spending time in your word. And in your word is where we do find that world of wisdom. In your word is where we do find a life of true understanding of what it means to be truly human, fully alive, awakened to you, walking in the Spirit, experiencing your favor, loving others with abandon, and being you on this earth as your body. And that to me is such an important priority, that we are representatives of you. We are your ambassadors going out into this crazy world that is so dark. Lord, I pray for those who feel tired of being light bearers, who are walking into dark places on a continual basis, and that could be just the room of your child sometimes, or it could be the prayer closet where you're praying and interceding for people who are far from the Lord. And so, Lord, be with those folks who are light bearers, and the darkness seems to overcome and it seems to spread its talons all over this world. But Lord, you have talked so clearly throughout your scripture that one little light can dispel the darkness. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend today that they would keep their light alit, and that torch would keep going, that flashlight would stay on, and that they would find the joy that comes from illuminating the darkness and letting the, a very vivid picture is when you turn on lights in a kitchen that has cockroaches, they scatter into the corners of the darkness. And so we pray for a similar victory, that as we lift up that light, that you would scatter the plans of the enemy in our lives back into the dark corners. And Lord, we pray for victory. We pray for not only this wisdom and understanding that Solomon's talking about, but victory over the darkness, victory over what has been seemingly winning for all these years. Lord, I particularly think about the scourge of pornography upon our land and this world, and how very dark it is, and how it fuels the sex trafficking industry, and how it exploits human beings in trafficking, and how it demeans all human beings and distorts the image of God in every person, and is certainly part of the underworld of darkness. And so, Lord, help us all to be light bearers in that particular darkness. And those who are listening today who are addicted to it, I pray for divine exodus from that. I pray you would cause the Red Sea to part, you would help them to walk through on dry land, and that you would vanquish the enemy that would want to steal, kill, and destroy in that particular part of their lives. Because the sexual identity, our identity is not that. Our identity is being children of you. But when that is warped, it messes with everything. So Lord, I pray for light in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And you know, I ask this every month, but today I'm going to ask it. If you're listening in another country other than the United States, if you could send me an email at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know where you're listening from. That has been such an encouragement to me, and I love to pass that on to the listeners as well. So thanks in it for advance in doing that. And I love that Pray Every Day is reaching all corners of this earth. And I look forward to heaven someday where I will find out what that impact is in other lives that I've never met, which is super exciting. So have a great day, and you are loved, my friend. I'm so grateful for you.